And
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's introduce the wonderful singing Jack.
Sorry, it's not in my contract to have to put up the song each week.
Oh, not my contract either.
Do we have to write contracts? Because I don't.
We do. Hold on a second.
I hope he's going to go kill those frogs.
And he leaves. Yeah. I'm done. Fuck this shit.
Okay.
All right. You want a song? I don't have one. I wasn't prepared.
Oh.
You can't tell me 2 seconds before we go on.
Something hey, I need snappy. A song.
I'm sorry. I drank so much this weekend I blacked out. That's how fucked up I was.
That's a good title. You gotta start.
I drank so much I blacked out.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.
I punched some old guy because that's what we do in Boston.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.
Saw a guy dripping, so I punched him too.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Ramble cast. I gotta say, bad. Nick, that was your best song ever.
Not quite.
It was definitely Jack's best song ever.
Don't even. Yeah, it was Jack's best effort.
I tried. Yeah, I gave it the college try.
I've had a long week. I think Jack was projecting a little bit. For me. Uh-huh. So yeah, I had a long week. So
my week was kind of boring. So I
yeah, this is the weekend. I don't know if you guys remember. I've done this every year for the last, I don't know, 6-7 years. Where I go up to Maine for the weekend and stay up in Portland, Maine. It's kind of like a getaway for Amanda and I. And then it's turned into groups of couples. We had 12 people come along this year, it was the biggest group that we've gone up there with yet.
Just a big pile, huh?
Nice. Yeah, Bob
Carroll,
know.
Was it Bob Carroll, Ted and Alice? Was that the movie?
I don't know, but I think, know. Yeah, it's way before our time. So how big of a bowl did you have for the keys?
No. No, I think you do cell phones now, don't you?
I get it. It was a romantic getaway with just... You, your lovely wife, and five other.
Well, let's just put it this way: even if it was, even if it did go that direction, there was no functionality whatsoever.
So you were left out of the party.
It was a interesting weekend for sure. You know, it actually started on Thursday for me. So on Thursday night, I went and saw comedian Drew Lynch. I don't know if you guys have heard of Drew Lynch. I mentioned him, I think, last week. Awesome.
I know his brother David.
So Drew is a runner up, I believe, on America's Got Talent. He was hitting the throat with a softball when he was younger.
Yeah, you did mention him.
Yeah, he fell down, cracked his head, got a concussion, went to sleep on it. Bad, you know, PSA, don't go to bed if you have a concussion. Woke up with a severe stutter. So but he's worked that into his comedy routine, and he's a funny guy. And that was Thursday night. I had a blast going to that show. And then Friday up and left, went to Maine for the weekend. And, man,
who watched the kids?
My in-laws. Yeah. Okay. It was very nice of my in-laws to watch them. So thank you.
Jack, always the practical person on the podcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
What's today?
I think Matt and I,
it's like any TV show where these people have kids and they're always out, and they forget about the kids. I mean, come on.
Anyway, oh, I know.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So it was a long weekend. You know, if you're in Portland, Maine, there's a lot of beer to be drank, and there's dispensaries to stop at on the way up, which cause even more chaos. And so Friday night, I had a lot of double IPAs, a lot of them. Went to this super fancy place for dinner. It was like, this is like our big splurge dinner of the year, or of this vacation and also of the year. I think it was like $250 a couple, like something crazy. Right. And the food's supposed to be amazing. I have no idea. I don't actually remember ordering.
Maybe
you passed out and someone just said, "Hey, yeah, Chris, your share was $500." You actually Amanda ate. You didn't get to eat.
I recall getting the food and eating it. It was great. I have zero recollection of ordering what I got, but I guess drunk me makes good decisions.
What did you get?
So so I had like a pork belly appetizer. Mm-hmm. It was a short rib appetizer. Like a short rib bowl, and then I had scallops, and they're amazing. Like, they were actually really, really, really good, but I just don't have a memory of like saying.
Is it because you filled up on bread? You fill up too much on bread. That's how they and get then, you at those fancy restaurants.
And then on the in between, I stopped back at the hotel and I took
Stop for a second. I'm trying to figure out how this came to $250 a meal.
Scallops can be expensive.
Oh, it's so we had a party of 12. So we had like a little almost like secluded, you know, dining room area. So we had to pay fee for that, and then it was like I think it was like $50 a plate plus drinks. And it was nuts.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that makes but more sense. Yeah, and tip and all that bullshit too. And then there was a couple on the other side of the room where we were that got engaged and. Like,
didn't try to talk him out of it.
We were a rowdy.
Shut up! Try to get married. I'm like,
don't do it. No, but
you should do that in Vegas all the time. Come on,
we were a loud group. No question about it. And we were like trying to like piece it back together again. You know, the next day, and we're like. That guy must have been like waiting in between all the F bombs and all the crazy, disgusting things that we were all saying as a group in between like each line to find that right moment to propose, and he did. And then my buddy Dave bought their dinner, which was a nice little gesture. But it was a long weekend. That night, I actually in between a couple of the different bars we went to after dinner, I stopped and. I bought like a THC tincture spray. So it's like one spray is 10 milligrams. That was a bad idea.
Can we go back to the guy that was proposing? So he was like, got one knee with the ring out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you guys are just fucking with him.
No, we were not fucking with him during, we had some comments that are under our breath, which were, probably the entire place heard us.
That's what I'm saying. You said he had to wait. So, I mean, I fuck with people, but at least I left.
Yeah.
He probably planned this whole thing out, and here's these mass holes going, fucking don't do it.
we bought their dinner.
Is that your fucking ring? That thing?
We bought their dinner. That was our apology. We paid for the dinner. No, that was an addition too.
Okay. We're not paying for the tip though, or appetizers.
No, yeah, you pay for the tip, cash tip. So at some point, I stopped back at the hotel and had a spray of my THC tincture, which was probably the a big mistake.
Do you spray it in your mouth?
This stuff I bought was a spray. You take one spray, it's 10 milligrams. Shouldn't have done it. It's a really real bad idea because I also went down to the bar and drank whiskey for the next hour. So I'm still sore.
I don't like from to Friday mix, night. That mix the two. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I'm still that's sore from tricky. Friday night.
Also, but I don't like to take anything that rhymes with sphincter and put it in my mouth. I never like to mix those.
So you're sore from Friday night. So you don't know what happened.
Oh, my whole body's fucked.
We just want to know, is it dripping?
No. No dripping.
No dripping.
Overall, a fantastic, fun weekend, though. You know, from the parts that I recollect.
When did you sober up?
This morning.
This morning, okay.
Yeah. Nice. I took today off in anticipation to have to dry out a little bit, but yeah, this morning.
So the spray stuff was like a
Naka?
Just one squirts 10.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you keep it at 10? I mean, what if you give it too hard of a push, like 15%, like 20 come out? I mean, how does it regulate 10?
Gamblers roll.
These are all great questions, Jack, that I don't have the answers to.
God, I'm afraid. I can only do 10. Oh, I think that was 15.
Jack just wants to know if he buys it, is he going to end up in the shower you know, for
time keeps on ticking.
For 20 seconds going, what the fuck? I'm dying.
The best part was the next night. So Saturday night, we did a few rounds at different bars for dinners and we did a lot of, like, you know, small plate restaurants, and we had lots of drinks and just got tons of appetizers. And after dinner, we end up going to this Irish bar. Yeah, Bullfini's, and it had an Irish singer there and the whole nine. My buddy, he's Irish. He's from, like, just outside Dublin, and he was getting so fucking pissed because the singer was an American dude who feigned an Irish accent for when he was singing. And
I hate him. So, I hate him already. So
my buddy, who's from, we'll just say Dublin. He's from just outside Dublin. My buddy from Dublin was he had a few.
Just outside of Boston.
Exactly. So. he definitely had a few that night as well. And it was like a comedy of, like, just watching him getting so bullshit pissed off at this guy and, like, screaming and yelling and shit. Like, it was awesome. And then
this poor American trying to be Irish.
Yeah.
Just trying to do a job and he's being screamed at. And
yeah. By a true blooded Irishman. So, But here's the other thing too. There's this other old guy that was there. I don't know what he had.
Oh, there you are, Nick.
There it is. And no fisticuffs. No fisticuffs.
But that you remember.
This motherfucker though. This dude, he crop dusted the bar so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like three times. It was like awful. Like the worst. The absolute worst farts you've ever smelled. And my buddy from just outside Dublin, he always yells out, he goes, "Man, you better get checked out. I think you got butt cancer." At that point, half of the bar, who's already currently negatively affected by this crop dusting, mm-hmm. starts dying laughing. Like, there's probably 150 people in this bar, and 145 of them are just crying.
So what did the poor old guy do?
He just went back to the dance floor, started dancing with some woman. Aggressively dancing with this woman, by the way. It was crazy. It was weird. So that was Saturday night. We had a crop duster and a fake Irishman battling a real Irishman. It was quite the night. But so at that point at Bullfini's, the Irish pub, like I had handed out gummies to everybody who was there. Oh, mm-hmm. So it was just like our table in the corner was just loud and laughing and having a blast. And
no fish and chips.
And then the butt cancer thing came out and we all just fucking died. It was awesome. But yeah, so there you go. There's my weekend. We had a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Sounds like one of those things that unless you're as drunk as you guys were and high.
Oh, people probably hated us, but whatever.
But you don't care because you're having a good time.
We had a blast. Had a blast.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. And if anybody who's listening is in, you know, the New England area or coming through this way, like if you have some time, go to Portland, Maine. It's a fantastic city. The best food that you're ever going to find in a small area like Portland is. I think like per capita. You cannot get better food and beer anywhere. It's outstanding.
Well, this time's a good time to take a commercial break. We just gave a commercial.
13.
Really?
No, I was saying that was a commercial for Portland, Maine.
Oh.
The Chamber of Commerce just threw me $100 to have that comment.
So let me get this straight. You took a trip. You went on a bender.
Yeah.
You don't remember much of it.
I remember most of it.
You interrupted some guy's proposal. You had an Irish friend. You had an Irish friend who didn't like the singer.
Correct.
And an old man that crop dusted you, and you didn't throw one punch or had one not punch one. Thrown at you?
Not that one. They know that he can remember.
No, not one punch. I think my wife may have punched me a couple of times on Friday night.
I'm just picturing Saturday night, though, really being like a circle of a bunch of, you know, people really high of their minds, like in a booth. And everything is just mental, and really, you guys didn't say a word the entire night.
It was actually a 45-second
period of time at the bar, unlike unlike Jack's like 4 hour shower that took 15 minutes.
And you're all just like, dude, oh, you just look at each other, just die laughing. And you're just those people at the bar just laughing at each other.
No, we
120 people. 120 people at that bar were like, get these fucking idiots out of here. Jeez.
I'm glad I spent all my this is my one weekend away a year, and I got to listen to these fucking assholes bash the fake Irishmen.
Every fucking week, these Boston people come up here.
No, it's funny. So my buddy who was bashing the Irish guy ended up leaving before we all did. And we stayed, you know, like, as you know, it was fun. Like the guy who was singing was actually a really good singer. And yes, he faked an Irish accent for the Irish music that he was playing, but it was actually very entertaining. And like,
there's a lot of people played... that fake. Oh, go ahead. Yeah,
but he actually finished off the night with American Pie for like 47 minutes. Right, you know, that song takes forever. The thing is, everybody in that bar was having so much fun, you know, regardless of who farted what or this, that, and the other. But
it was me.
There's this one woman. There's this one woman who was across the way that that totally caught our eye because she was I was not the crop duster.
I don't know.
The chat over here.
He does protest too much.
I was not. I swear to God, I was not.
I swear to God, I wasn't the crop duster. I swear, I've never farted in my life.
Not that it matters.
It's a leather cushion.
But there's this woman who is sitting at the bar, and she was so into the music, right? So you know, there's always that one person there who is just like eyes closed, hand up in the air, like they're at a Baptist church, like just going at it, right? Just singing along. You know, it was she knew half the words, but it didn't matter. Like she was having. She was living her best life, and we all fed off of that energy and had a blast too, and hung out to the bar closed.
But so your obnoxiousness didn't bother her?
No, not at all. No. Not at all. We weren't obnoxious at that bar. We weren't obnoxious. We had a good time. We were obnoxious at dinner the prior night, though. No question.
And Chris muted himself. That's like the signal. Like I'm done.
No, no, I was opening my thing here. I didn't want
to. Okay. He was farting.
Know. He's opening his. He's crop dusting his studio.
feel free to open your thing over there. We don't mind.
Yeah. No, it's the Soda Stream. I don't want to, show over there.
Like you drinking? You drinking orange?
It is strawberry pineapple. I think.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
With a little cayenne pepper.
It looks like piss.
It does. Yeah.
I was going to say, it does look like piss.
It's not. It's strawberry pineapple smash.
I had to bring the sample of apple today because I was gone for the week. Yeah,
Did I mention I was drinking all weekend? So it was a big sample.
You don't have to fill the whole glass up.
By the way, your experience at this restaurant of spending an exorbitant amount of money but not knowing what you got, it sounds like people's experiences at the Apple store. So I feel like you got a little bit of your just desserts there.
Well,
so,
to be fair with Apple, at least you have the product with you, right?
You do. You have that as your kind of like saving grace. You know, like you can.
I mean, because the restaurant you have what maybe a 24-hour, 48-hour period to know what you had, right?
Yeah.
Later on.
Jack, I can't get over these flipping. They sound like birds.
I have these noise canceling headphones. I can't hear them.
To me, it sounds like a string of pulleys. You know, just like
an app product. So let's forget about the coronavirus and let's go out and buy some Apple stock tomorrow, okay, people? All right, can we do that, please?
Yeah. Well, stocks are tanking right now, so it's a good time to buy.
Oh my God! Can we get somebody? Can we get some vitamin C? What the hell's going on over there? Jesus Christ!
Well, it sounds like it's inevitable. Really, it's gonna spread everywhere.
I feel bad. I didn't want to look at the stock market. Oh my God! I told my wife, don't look at the stock market today.
Right now, it's really only hitting old people. Really hard. So, Jax, I think you're okay. It's not like you're 47. So, it's, you know.
I will have you know that one of my students today said, well, you're young, right? Like, how old are you? And I said, how old do you think I am? Mm-hmm. 35. Huh?
All right.
Well, some, yeah. someone,
and the father of two.
So, yeah. Someone's kissing ass for an A.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Could you bring in one of those sexy models in next week? Wink.
I can still remember being at a Padre game one time, and we were drinking, having a good time. And these older ladies in front of us, how old do you think we are? And I'm like, oh, my God, probably like 60 or 70. But I didn't want to say that, so I'm like going, oh, I would say 40. We're 50-something. Oh, no. I go, I would have never guessed that. I would have guessed a lot higher. Sunscreen. But that's okay. I'm not here to judge. But, you know, when someone, especially when someone asks you that, you're like going, you don't know. It's like, really, I gotta answer this question. I don't know. So that was just someone kissing ass, Matt. Don't take it as a compliment.
All right. Well, I feel a lot younger. I feel a whole.
Well, you are young, Matt.
You don't look 48. So.
Oh, that's right. He probably had a birthday soon, didn't he?
Yeah. I think he has it twice a year, doesn't he?
No, my birthday is in the fall. Let's move on to other subjects. You know,
It feels like fall weather out there, so I'm going to say it's your birthday.
Well, you age 7 years for every 1 year Earth, right? So
yeah.
Yeah, so you have a birthday every...
This is why I was just staying quiet and letting Chris talk. Gang up on me on this ageism bullshit. So
you're as old as you feel.
Okay. All right. I feel pretty good.
So. I don't like arguing with old people because I don't want you throwing your cane
at me. You're supposed to respect your elders. Yeah. So
I don't want you coming down here in Raleigh and hit me with your walker. I don't want that. Or your rascal. Run me over. I don't want that.
Well, if this coronavirus, like, you know, hits Raleigh, I'm not going. I'm out.
It's true.
So. Yeah.
So I'm going to Italy in October for work. My dad calls me today. He goes, did you hear that coronavirus is in Italy? Yeah. Well, aren't you going to Italy? Yeah, in October. And he's like, well, it could get worse. I was like, do you really think I'm going to go if it gets worse? Like, it's like, and 7 months is a long way ago. You know,
did he say, can I have your car collection?
Well, they're kind of half his and half mine, so.
So they'd be full his.
They'd be full his. That's true. I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't think I leave everything. I think my will to my sister, so he'd have to deal with her. So.
What about your sister? What about your podcasting buddies?
Jeez. Why would I give them to them? They just insult me and you know argue with me all the time.
Not true.
Not if you gave us one of those cool cars.
No. Okay. Yeah.
I've always been very good to you.
We'd be all just going on Matt because Matt will give us a drawing.
Speaking of drawings, just because that's the perfect time because I got an email from Jack's favorite fan again saying she is still not received her drawing.
Oh, okay.
Up to me, you'd have the drawing now.
And we also got a review.
Oh,
first
shit.
One in almost a year.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Is it a good review?
It's a 5-star. It says one.
Awesome.
It says one in a million.
Well, that's
they sold Jack's line.
Yeah,
they did. I hate when people do that. It
says great show, guys. One in a million. I enjoy.
You know what? I'm okay with it because it's a 5-star review. You can take my line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I enjoy I enjoy following.
Matt is so pissed.
I enjoy following the RCAD as well as several other shows on the J and Jet Network. There is at least one laugh out loud moment in every episode, and the community is fun too. If you're looking for a new show to follow, definitely give them a listen. And that's it.
Nice. All right,
I like it.
So that person deserves a drawing.
I think they do.
I agree.
Do I have to give mine, Matt? Do I have to give? I finally framed.
No, yours that is nicely framed. You do not have to give up.
My wife actually bought the frame. Can we get a frame for that drawing of that Matt did, the little doodle thing?
That looks like the bottle that Chris is currently drinking out of from here.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, looks like the same color.
It's a little off here, a little crooked. There we go. I'm sorry it's behind me, and I can't go like this, but it's just the way...
Yeah, you added some stuff.
Yeah. I changed some stuff. I moved some stuff some stuff is over here. Some stuff is over here. But
where's the fish tank?
Fish tank is over. It's all the way over here now. Oh. Behind the, you can't see it. Oh. I moved it up against the wall. It's up by the Good, the Bad, the Ugly poster and Deadwood poster.
Bigger question here. Where are those fucking birds? Jesus, like, can't you shut them up? I mean, like, that's
I went out and put some gasoline on them. They just drank it out.
that's all I hear from Jack's side.
You know, you're saying you're not an old person, but you sound like an old grumpy old man. There's birds out of here. God damn it. Pissing me off. I'm going to crop dust a whole lot of them.
Ah! Smell what daddy's cooking.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn it. My walk is stuck in the mud. Ah, my tennis balls are stuck. Anyway, that's what you sound like, Matt.
Sorry. Wow. That was really ageist, Jack. And I just want to separate. I'm going to step to the left here and just kind of like separate myself from what Jack said there.
You just lifting up a cheek so you can crop this. I got you.
Do we have a listener older than me?
Probably.
Do we?
I don't know.
Sure. I'm sure we have a listener older than you. I mean, I always assumed JP was older.
Do we have a listener older than Matt?
Yeah.
JP is Axel. JP is Axel.
JP is timeless. Timeless. I don't know what I'm saying.
Matt, he's timeless and you're spineless. Is that what we're saying?
Ow. I'm spineless?
What? Well, you bashed him, then you said, okay, let me get back here. Let me reel it back in. You hit him. Keep hitting him. Take him down. Destroy him.
All right.
Finish him.
Side note, since you guys
there like, is no tomorrow.
Since you guys like my teacher drawing figure model.
Was she back?
Stories. No. Done with figure model sessions, so nothing more right. to talk about here.
I need to get out of your class.
However, this is completely off the record, so anybody listening to this, this does not mean that this actually happened at my school, nor, does any of my school actually, like, you know, approve of anything that happened in the following. So let's just imagine that I had a class in which I asked all my students to bring in objects for them to draw, and I put them all in a big, huge arrangement. Let's just say that happened. And as I put together this arrangement, and I had the students just go ahead, put your objects up on the display. No, not a dildo, but good guess.
Oh, I thought he was Hunter Smith spot on.
So everybody sitting at home was like, it's a dildo.
It's a dildo.
It's a dildo. No matter what he says, it's a dildo.
18-inch double dildo.
I'm just saying.
One tappy is in your class.
No, I can
think of is what's his name from Outside Providence. Have you ever seen the movie Outside Providence? If you haven't, it's a gem and you need to watch it. Alec Baldwin. Hey, dildo. Dildo. Play us a tune. You guys have never seen that movie.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It sounds familiar though. Like
Alec Baldwin. It's a good one. It's a good one.
Is it young Alec Baldwin or older Alec Baldwin?
It's
90s, yeah. It's past his prime, but not old yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's past.
Is it asshole Alec Baldwin or the Baldwin?
Yes.
Or the Baldwin we like.
Asshole.
Okay. All right.
It's past the getaway, but it's not before 2000s. You know. It's,
yeah.
So it's long past Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's not skinny Alec Baldwin anymore. You know,
he's never gonna have that Beetlejuice body back.
No,
okay. This movie's about
asshole Alec Baldwin.
It's funny enough. It's a movie about a couple of guys who live just outside of Providence.
For you,
do they have the spray?
No, they just smoke weed. It's a fantastic movie. I'm sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
All right, so finishing my hypothetical story, let's just say. So all my students come in. they put up their objects. I'm not really like looking at the objects. No, again, not a dildo. Mm-hmm. I'm going around the room.
The old one eye was looking right at the eye, wasn't it?
The story was so much better.
To the two-headed dragon.
When it was a dildo, but go ahead.
Yeah, I realize. For those of you that want to take this hypothetical story further, one of my students may have brought that in, but no, that's not exactly what happened in this hypothetical story. In this hypothetical story, I'm talking to a student. We're looking at her drawing together, and I'm saying, yeah, this object right here is a little weird. You haven't quite got it yet. And we're both looking at it, and we're like, it's, what is that object? You know, it's really shiny, reflective. So I go up. I go up to the still life table, and I was like, "Who brought in a weed grinder?"
Nice.
Okay.
So that was the hypothetical. I would just say
not as good as a dildo, but it's up there.
I realize, but in the context of teaching a class, let's say, and you look down and you see this shiny kind of thing that could only hold so much kind of objects inside.
Now, is it like a hockey puck grinder with the silver one where you just, you know, like that? Because that's kind of boring to draw.
Somewhat like that.
Except if it's opened, it'd be pretty cool to draw.
Did you pull your private stash out and share it with the class?
Again, I don't condone that, nor does that relate to me as a teacher in any professional way. But hypothetically, though, the student did say that it had never been used. And I said, what is it?
What is it? I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
It's my dildo.
That's what
they thought it was.
Not the right shape to be a dildo from my...
Hey, it works for them.
I think that could get lost in some and maybe for a different kind of grinding. So... in general. So, but anyway, those might be an experience that as an art teacher that you might experience in college in Colorado, let's say.
Do you want to go back in time and make it a dildo?
No, I'm not making anything dildos. No, no.
Okay, all right.
Long, shiny silver one.
I'm just trying to help the I'm just trying to help the story out.
All right, you guys. By the way, if anybody at home is interested, they can go to jandjack.com/Amazon, get all of their weed grinding needs. There's a really cool Death Star weed grinder that.
Oh, really?
We should probably take a commercial break right now, too.
That's what I'm thinking about. I think that's a good place to
go buy a weed grinder, like the Death Star. Shit, I might do that right now.
We did a lot of Death Star cool stuff today. You know, like I remember the first Comic-Con, they had the Death Star ice cube, you know, things.
Awesome. Like, the Death Star.
Yeah.
And it's totally on Amazon. Star fire
it's amazing. I want that thing. $15. Okay.
I love the fact that I just turned you on to this because I knew that this existed. I've looked at this, getting this for my a family relative for Christmas. Oh,
I love their advertisement. Shows them like grinding up like rosemary herbs and thyme.
Yeah, it is. It's totally. Now,
can they ship this everywhere? Because it's
Absolutely legal. Yeah, it's an herb grinder.
Herb grinder.
Yeah, it's for herbs and tobacco only.
I was gonna say, going to Alec Baldwin, if you want a Boston connection, he was in the movie with Kevin Bacon, She's Having My Baby.
Oh yeah.
And if you haven't seen that, it's an excellent movie. And that was young, happy Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, he's not happy.
Before he became an arrogant asshole.
Drunk. He's the in this movie, Outside Province, he's like a 1970s blue collar, like factory worker type of guy.
I'm pretty sure I've seen this.
Well, he's a dick. He's a dick in this movie too. I mean, he's a dick in She's Having My Baby.
Yeah,
but it's if you haven't seen it, it's a very funny movie.
If you were Alec Baldwin and you had to actually, you know, have a baby, you'd be pissed too. So,
now what do you think did it? What do you think did it to him? Like, where did he go full Greco? At what point?
Yeah. I think he just got so.
I mean, he's got money. He's in movies. He's married to Kim Basinger, and then he just.
He dumped Kim Basinger.
I know, but he was. I'm saying, like,
I know.
Where did he just go? You know what? there's the road, and then there's the cliff. I'm going to drive off the fucking cliff.
I think Matt is right in the chat, but I think the fact that these all the Baldwins are very talented. Mm-hmm. Very talented.
I would not describe that in that family chain, but yeah.
What, talented?
Yeah.
At least one.
Alex got some talent.
He's extremely talented.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got the other ones. I forget their names right now because you have a Biodome fame, and then you have the pretty one.
He was in the movie Backdraft. Yeah, sorry, Backdraft. Did he die in that? And that's why we've never seen him again.
He was in a couple other things, but yeah, like they all kind of were there, and then they all just disappeared.
Well, he was in that movie with the apartments where they were filming stuff, right?
Oh, with, yeah.
Sharon Stone. Right?
I saw that one once.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I recently rewatched 30 Rock. And, you know, Alec Baldwin holds up in 30 Rock. I mean, that's a good
show. Oh, he's an amazing talent, but he's just someone you don't... It's like that guy you'd want to hang out when he was younger, and now it's like, I'm okay.
That's me.
I mean, I could be wrong. He could be the nicest guy in the world, and he's smart and, again, talented, but he just seems like I have no problem with him going after the paparazzi. I actually like the fact that he goes after the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that, so I'll give him credit for that. I think the paparazzi is scum. And if you're paparazzi, I mean, again, you take it, taking pictures of people's kids, I think is bullshit.
Yeah.
Just say it. And you know, speaking of kids, what about this mother who's from Idaho and her kids are missing and she's off in Hawaii and is it Idaho or North Dakota? Same place. But she's off and she's off enjoying life with some guy and her kids, she won't come back and testify. I guess they're extraditing her she's in Hawaii and back to wherever she's going. How could you go living? I mean, I'd be a wreck if my kids were missing. She just seems to be enjoying life. You know what story I'm talking about? I think she did.
I really didn't, follow that. I've been trying to stay away from the news because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that either. Yeah, it's kind of a weird segue there, Jack.
I'm just saying when we're talking about kids, I'm just saying, well, if you coronavirus, you put a Lyme in it. So
it's true. Then you get Lyme disease.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Put the Lyme down.
We're really doing coronavirus jokes. Jesus Christ.
Those guys are. I just want to say those guys.
Those guys.
I did a Lyme disease joke. Jack did the corona.
I just said something about putting a lime in a corona. It's been a while since I've had a corona.
It's a pretty freaky though. If you read some of the things about this, you know, it's a pandemic and it's scary, but
we should still be buying our stock. We still should be buying Apple stock. Just say.
All right.
It's killing me. I'm
okay, Mr. Bloomberg.
I'm not that much of a dick. All right.
By the way, I love the line, like, he brought a wallet to a knife fight. I still think that was like the most hilarious thing about the Democratic debate with
Bloomberg. No, going to that lady, I sit there and was turning on my wife. I go, who does this? How can you have kids? And I know people kill their kids. I mean, it's a sick world. But how do you just go off and enjoy yourself?
Well,
and you say, mean, fuck it. I don't get it.
I've heard you complain enough about raising daughters, Jack. I mean, there had to be at least a weekend where you were like, I'm not missing them a bit.
But I went to Portland. I went to Portland, Maine, and forgot about them.
Yeah, see?
That's what it was. I got so shit-faced drunk that I didn't know.
You started singing in an Irish accent.
That was you? My Irish eyes are burning.
Did I ever tell you about this time that I saw a leprechaun in my window?
I'm a leprechaun! The leprechaun!
I tried
to take the podcast in a serious note. I just wanted to... That these guys derailed it.
We don't do serious.
We don't do serious. Like once in a blue moon, we go serious, and then we just say something stupid to bring it back to normal.
No kidding. Well, when we go serious, like one of us is going to cry.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be Matt.
Yeah, because I'm the most sensitive. You know, I'm the one that's out there teaching your kids the difference between a weed grinder
and a dildo.
Both have the abilities to grind.
Okay, fair enough. That's
Matt, you can't hang on the syllables. You have to like at least you have to cut to it, because if you give us an inch, we jump in.
Yeah.
A weed grinder.
I think that's the problem.
You gotta cut to the chase, man.
So when I drink too much on this podcast, I slow down really a lot. Well, I told Chris about my little concoction here that I mixed up tonight. It's
silver and it's long.
It is a concoction.
The girth of this
is cylindrical. Yeah,
it's one hell of a concoction.
That's something that would excite warm taffy.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, I am very good.
Yeah,
I did put a lot of cream in this thing.
What is your concoction? What is it?
So.
You know the cream always rises to the top.
Well, not when you shake it.
You don't need to add any extra because it's already there.
Anyway, so I was the other day I was out of beer at the house, and I was like,
out of beer.
So I was thinking, well, I want to make like a mixed drink or something with whatever we have. So we just happened to have like some Kahlua and some amaretto. Mm-hmm. And then I put in a little bit of milk and heavy whipping cream. By the way, that's not almond. What kind of milk is that? Fuck it. I don't know what kind of milk it is, but it's not milk.
You gotta have the milk.
Well, it's a different kind. It's a non-dairy based. Okay.
Non-dairy. So it's not almond.
Don't derail me on my drink. This is my drink.
You derailed yourself.
I put these things in in a Starbucks Via, because it's got to have some coffee in it to wake me up. And it goes with the Kahlua rather nicely.
So you drink this before you go to work?
No. I drank it after work.
You said you had to wake you up.
Well, yeah, because I wanted to not fall asleep. So,
so you're saying we bore you?
The amount of effort that was put into making this drink, I would have sooner have walked to the liquor store, bought drinks, and brought them back.
You really wasn't that much. You just put it in the shaker.
Yeah, you have liquor stores in Indiana, because we don't have them here.
Or yes, what do you call them? Packer stores, liquor stores.
We have ABC stores.
Yeah. No, we have liquor stores. And now they're open on Sundays. For the longest time, we didn't have...
Oh, we're not open on Sunday. God said no drinking on Sunday.
It took us years, decades. I think...
The Catholic Church to get a wine wafer.
No, I mean, it was like within the last year. Was it a year or a year and a half? I don't know.
Indiana's just gone to hell. It's just... What a sinner state.
Yeah, we'll still be probably the last to legalize weed. So, you know...
No, you want to bet on that? I bet you North Carolina.
No,
It's going to be up there. We are a southern state in the Midwest.
We are getting a lot of transplants from up north. So
we're the most northern southern state.
I'm betting it would be Utah. Might be my guess.
Ah, yeah,
it would be the last. I don't know. I would think Alabama would probably be number two. I think Indiana would legalize it before some of the deep south states.
I don't know. There's a lot of idiots here. So it's a lot.
Well, once they see how much money these states are making in taxes,
by then it'd be too late.
They have no choice.
You think that had been already? It's like, why are we thinking about building? Because like here, we're gonna add some toll roads. Toll roads, just legalize pot.
No, they're doing the same thing here. they're doing the same thing. They're our Republican governor is going to pass all of this underway, probably as he's either going out or as he's headed into his next term. But yeah, they're gonna make toll roads, which whenever they do that, it's just going to be fucking ridiculous.
We already paid for them.
It's gonna spill over into
all of the roads. I'll
get angry. Take the main interstate that runs through the middle of the state. So especially
does around does your drink story have an ending?
No, I just told you what was in the drink. I don't have a name for it. It's just a bunch of alcohol I threw into some milk and coffee and
Kahlua. Yeah, but you couldn't give the correct milk. See, you should have said it's almond milk. Nobody's going to question you.
Yeah, throw a couple of packs of V in there because I literally just fell asleep.
Almond, it's not cashew. It's
oat.
Yes, thank you. It's oat milk.
Oat milk's pretty fucking good, I gotta say.
It is really good.
I don't think I've ever had oat milk.
It's better than almond.
It's better than almond milk. It's way better than soy milk, and it's actually way more sustainable too. As far as
you think the cows are getting pissed off about all the different things because they're losing their job?
No,
I think
no.
Just because now I'm just gonna be, hey, I was cool giving all my milk, but now you're gonna make me a hamburger because you're making milk out of beans and all the other shit.
Don't you think it's weird that like all the milk you drink comes from a different animal? Like, why are you drinking human milk?
How do you know I'm not?
I don't know.
You're laughing at your own comment as if, like,
Chris's face is probably the best. He's just like,
don't you think it's weird we're not drinking human milk?
Matt, I'm not backing you up on that one. You are left out to dry with that comment.
Chris is so nice to me before you guys come along. Like we're like BFFs, you know, on the show. And then Jack and Nick show up, and Chris is like, I don't fucking know you. I don't want to know you.
It's like in the Breakfast Club.
Sure.
Anthony Michael Hall goes, so if I come out and no, I can't be your friend. My friends won't accept you. I can't do that. Look pretty fucked up. It's okay because I'll be nice to you, but not when anybody else is around. So this is the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that's about right. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm about to do. I want to know why almond, oat, and what's the other one?
Sprout.
Soy.
Why are they called milk? Because it's clearly not milk. It's juice.
Yeah, but nut juice doesn't work. Better than milk. Nut juice is never going to fly.
Black.
Yeah.
There's no soy titty.
There's no stitch. Yeah.
It's soy juice. There's no soy.
I don't know, but I still feel bad for the cow that's going to become a hamburger because we're all using different kinds of milk. And now you're going to throw human milk into the equation?
Yeah, I got weird.
Can you imagine going to the grocery store going, okay, here's your human
good.
Milk.
It could be good. We haven't had it.
How much would human milk go for?
I think it would take a lot.
I'm just imagining it if this actually was a thing. Like if you could sell human milk at the store, you would have to have like a quart at each shelf with a picture of the person who produced that quart. And some of them would sell and some would be like, I am not drinking that shit.
on the back of the quart, it says missing my milk.
yeah.
Do you have the 2% milk? Human milk? I don't know. I want the non-fat human milk. You have the non-fat human milk?
I don't think Karen has non-fat. I think she's I'm just thinking of different names. No disrespect to Karen.
I fucking might hate help this conversation.
You hate this conversation?
Can I get the human milk on my would it taste good on your cornflakes? Because I like Kellogg's cornflakes. Would that taste good human milk?
I think I think Chris, because he deals with human milk all the time.
I don't actually.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. You do kind of wonder though, who's the first person to try cow milk, because they were doing some fucked up shit.
True.
Yeah.
True that.
Adam and Eve, let's try this, it's a bigger goat. We have Adam and Eve, Adam does his thing with Eve, and then they see a cow. She probably thinks,
what was wrong with Eve's human milk?
Adam and Eve are at their weekend, their weekly art class. They're looking for their grinder.
You think they would have brought an apple in to, for their object to draw, but no, not Adam and Eve. Nope, they brought in a grinder.
It's utterly disrespectful.
Matt's like, who brought in this apple? That's the wrong. You couldn't take an apple from that tree. God damn it!
I feel like you two missed Chris's brilliantly used pun in that moment.
I heard him.
Okay,
he didn't recognize it.
It was utterly ridiculous.
I was actually busy just thinking about cat's milk and why humans haven't exploited that. So it's like a whole market there. So
again, we're fucking with the cow's got one fucking job to do.
This is like, what?
We're gonna eliminate the cow.
What can't we milk? Come on.
What can't we milk? That's what I like, Nick. I like
that changes the whole. Why would I fuck the cow if I get the milk for free? Line just kind of expands across all generations.
I gotta ask the question though. For the human milk, is there a human milk farm?
So you would have
a lot of people, a lot of guys say, sure, I'll be a milk farmer. I'm gonna go work at the human milk farm.
is this the titty bar?
Yeah. I don't have to tip.
Now that makes me think of Kingpin when he goes and milks the cow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we don't have a cow. We got a bull. I blame
Matt for this derailment, because now you obviously, if you have human milk, you're going to have a human milk farm. You're going to have to.
No, that's you. That is, don't put your...
But you have to have something because you can't just have people show up and say, here's a jar of human milk.
Well, that's what you would do. Like, if you wanted to make a business out of it, just any... A woman that was of producing age, they would bring it in, and then it would get paid.
Clarified that because I was worried that they were underage at this point.
I don't want underage human milk.
I don't want to get
I want the underage milk. Yeah, it's sweeter.
That was Nick. That was Nick.
I think it was Matt.
I think Nick has gone too far.
Yeah. Boy, I thought I was derailing this show.
Does it come in a jar? Is it a plastic? One of those plastic containers? I mean, I know if it's in Indiana, it's plastic. It's probably really extra
technical about all this stuff, Jack.
It's probably double plastic if it's in Indiana.
You really get into this?
I have to know. I mean, it's just. You'd probably take it to a dairy
and they would process it, and pasteurize it and all that stuff and filter it for anything. And then it'd all be in one big batch probably.
But would it be as healthy?
What if it was in a dome? What if it was in a dome shaped container for you, like a cone or a dome?
Kind of like setting up for a nuclear power plant?
Yeah, exactly.
Everywhere I look, something reminds me of her. Yeah.
Dolly Parton laying on the beach.
There is something like that.
I always said that every time I drove by Dolly Parton laying on the beach.
Someone get
Dolly Parton some sunscreen.
Matt, what are you saying?
There is a building in Indianapolis. It's on the 465 Beltway. So for any of the actual people that live in this fucking state. Anyway, every time I pass by it, it is a cone-shaped building. And I always think of that.
Right.
I always think I see that building and I'm like, Everywhere I look reminds me of her.
Exactly. that's what Jack and I were just saying is the two nuclear power plants that are on the five going down to San Diego, and
going to LA. It does. I would always say since I was I think it was Raquel Welch when I was younger, but then it was older. It was Dolly Parton laying on the beach because that's what it looks like. It's on the beach.
It is on the beach.
You guys are total animals.
This makes you an animal. This makes you a fucking animal.
Wishing there was human milk doesn't, but
I'm just saying that.
I want human milk.
No, I don't want human milk. Just think that.
Well, why'd you bring it up?
Kind of weird. I just think cow's milk is kind of weird.
I gotta say though, we over the last, I don't know, every episode, we seemingly taken seemingly innocuous stories from Matt, and turned them into shit shows. it's kind of what we do.
Yeah, it's not our fault. It's Matt.
Yeah,
it's true.
Thanks for putting the blame on me there.
Well, no, I'm actually saying thanks for the inspiration.
You're the producer, okay.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is what you do. You inspire.
I would be happy to talk about some other things too. I mean,
no, that's okay. So,
I'm craving what about chocolate milk? Can I have some chocolate milk? Human milk? Can we add some chocolate?
I'm just gonna leave that one alone.
Yeah, you're on an island.
A few squirts of chocolate milk.
No man is an island.
Joe Biden likes.
What did you say, Chris?
What would be the best? Is it Hershey's? We'd go with Hershey's, or do you go with? What would you go with?
Nutella. not sure exactly. So anyway,
I ask a simple question, I can't get an answer. That's okay.
And you're not. But what I would like to do, though, before this show goes any further,
do you drink it with a straw, or just down it, baby?
Chug it.
Chug it.
Now, do you warm the bottle or do you keep it cold?
I think you keep it cold.
It lasts longer. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just to clarify, I'm not pro human milk. Okay. I'm not a milk drinker.
You brought it up.
I did.
I'll be honest with you. Before this podcast started, I can guarantee you three of us would never even think about drinking human milk.
I think three of us are still never thinking about drinking human milk.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
Would you use a sippy cup? Would you use that to drink the human milk? Would that be better? No. A bottle.
I think.
The nipple one.
What's that?
If you really want the actual taste, I think it'd have to be with the nipple on it.
Look again, not pro human milk, anti cow's milk. That's my stance. So. I don't think
you're going to get elected on that position. I don't think
it is my platform.
It's your platform, but we heard you. We heard you say it.
So. Camel milk.
Camel milk. What?
It's a real.
Right.
It's a real. Camel milk is real. Yeah. Double hump.
It's pink.
Is it pink?
Yeah.
I did not know that because I saw an Amazing Race, but I didn't know that that was. I didn't know it was pink.
Does it taste like strawberry lemonade or something?
I never had it. One of my classmates was from Kenya. He kept looking all over California for camel's milk because he wanted it.
So if it's pink, it's Nestle's Quick strawberry.
A little strawberry in there.
Would you, if we had camel milk here right now, would any of you drink it?
I'd try it. He said it was really good. He said it's really good.
But sure. It's great.
You wouldn't try it?
I'd try it.
I know Matt would because he's drinking human milk.
He's drinking human milk. So
he is not drinking human milk. That is not my agenda here. So
what is your agenda?
Isn't it, though?
My agenda here is to find out from Nick about this camel milk. Is there a correlation between the size of the hump and the quality.
No, I don't know about that.
Okay, all right. I'm just curious.
You're just trying to compare camel milk versus your own idea of the human milk.
Yeah.
It's the size of the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Affect the milk.
One hump, two humps.
Yeah, I get where you're going here, Matt.
Mm-hmm. I get it, Matt.
I get it.
What I would like to do, and only for this sake of one of the other podcasters on this show is contain this episode and all of its nut juice, human milk glory.
Nut juice. Where do we get to nut juice?
Well, we were talking about nuts.
What we're talking about is almond and soy and all that actual milk. It's not. It's juice. It's nut juice.
I get what you're saying, but I think it actually tastes better than milk.
I rest my case, and so does this podcast. But you got into human milk,
which was kind of just gross.
Yeah, you pushed that agenda.
You opened up a second case of milk on this particular topic.
I muted him again. So anyway, I'd like to move this podcast into a bonus episode so we can talk about some other things, maybe media related, because I know that a lot of us do watch TV shows and stuff.
What about a Milky Way candy bar?
Would you dip it in the milk, and then it's like a chocolate milk?
Well, you got the caramel. Uh-huh. You dip it in the human milk. Would that taste better? Would that taste?
I think
the Matt
from human
important milk. Question.
Yeah. I can't say it.
Now he has to say it.
He's got the warm taffy laugh.
See, wait, what was your favorite cookie?
Oh, it was grandma's homemade cookie.
Shit show.
I will never forget that one. It was grandma's homemade chocolate.
Is that the real reason why you like those cookies?
Grandma can have some milk with my cookies.
Sure! Geek, geek!
You guys are really funny in your own way. I'm just not laughing. I'm laughing on the inside, people. On the outside, I'm just full of rage. And, milk tears. Anyway, on that note, let's just roll the rest of this podcast because hopefully we'll get off the topic of human milk.
So for anyone out there who would like to listen to an extension podcast, become a patron at jandjack.com and you can listen to all our extended podcasts.
That's great, Nick. I'm glad that you mentioned that because there's also other ways that they can help support this podcast. They can give us a review, like the review we just got. They can go to iTunes, rate and review the show. I mentioned the Amazon link, jandjack.com/Amazon apparently is the link to get all of your human milk needs or whatever floats your boat. Yeah, you're not going to find on there grandma's homemade chocolate chip cookies. You're not going to find those on Amazon. But all of the proceeds could help out all the podcasters on this JandJack network. There's some patrons that make this show more possible than others. We'd like to thank some of them. All
the human milk factories.
I was nothing of the sort because they are beautiful, beautiful people.
Wait, you say people who produce milk aren't beautiful? Dude, Jesus.
Why don't you just insult everybody?
I would. Thanks, Nick, for sending me Amanda's address just in case I didn't have it. I will write that down. So,
Amanda, if he doesn't, I'll send you this framed photo
I have right here.
And Amanda, if you actually opt out to not receive a package from Matt in the mail, we'd understand.
How about instead of a picture, a glass of he'll send you a container of
milk and cookies.
I will not.
It's the milk and cookies.
Yeah. Matt's glass of milk is always half full.
You know it's not full. This
episode. All in the family.
I'd like to thank the patrons to make the show possible before the show gets completely derailed anymore.
Completely derailed. It's gone.
Back from Paris, where they really appreciate human milk. Edgar Richter. very related for you. Sorry. Ed, the creepy letter carrier who delivers all your special milk needs.
Probably milk, yeah.
Maggie, the magnificent. Not going to touch that at all. Joanne with the master plan. I feel like I'm missing someone. Drake, the destroyer, but there's someone else.
Did you say that? Did you say Tag?
Tag? Eckhart? You didn't say Tag? Ed? Maggie? Joanne? And Drake. Yeah, that's it. That's the Super Six right there. And thank you to all of the other patrons that make this show possible, from the smallest donation to the largest donation. You really help make this show possible, and all of our non.
You know, they're not claiming it now. They've heard the show.
They are. Like,
I want out.
But maybe they're going to be excited about this bonus material. So
I don't see how.
Sorry for ending the show so abruptly last week. I didn't even.
So what's the name of the episode? Got milk?
I have some options. I have.
You haven't ended the show. You're going into show note mode here.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, kids. Great show, kids.
I'm going to show them how the milk's made.
What? That's why are you taking my line? That's my line. I've used that.
You keep saying that, but do you have proof?
Yeah, about like 8 years of podcasting with you. Nobody knows this because they probably never listened to Jack on our show back in the day. But that was where the call thing started.
Somebody wanted the archives of the Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys.
I don't know why you would do that to yourselves, but okay, fair enough.
Somebody wanted it.
You want to hear Jack praise and bitch about San Diego for
well it's praise and then bitch. So praise, bitch.
All right, great show, kids. That was one.
Look, it's over with. I don't cry over spilt milk.
A milkian. Great show, kids. That was one of the milkmaid. I don't know. There's a joke in there somewhere. What do you guys have? Tale?
I already said it.
I was just waiting for Chris to say.
Yeah.